This is TwinFluence Talks. We're identical twins, business partners, best friends, and moms. This podcast will bring you deeper into our motherhood journeys, give you a behind-the-scenes look on what it's like running our business together, and provide spiritual practices and life lessons that we strongly believe in. Get ready to get raw and real. I'm Liana.
And I'm Jackie. And this is TwinFluence Talks.
Welcome back to TwinFluence, the podcast. I'm really excited to record this episode today. I knew we were going to do this episode. I knew it was going to come to this and you were going to eventually get pregnant. I believed, I'm going to try not to cry the entire time when you were going through everything, that you were going to get pregnant. And I'm so excited to sit here with you, Liana, and for you to share your pregnancy story and how you got to this place and how it's just like the universe has made everything work out for us better than we could have ever planned.
First of all, I'm already emotional. One of the main reasons, or one of the things I really want to talk about on today's podcast, is everything happening for you. And the reason why I'm saying this is because initially, when even before I had my miscarriage, I felt like, I remember when I started the pregnancy journey and we had the chemical pregnancies, and before I had like my main, like my, not my main, but like before I had like my miscarriage that led to really my fertility journey, I kept talking about you, everything's happening for me, everything's happening for me. And now that I'm pregnant, now that I see the secret that we're going to share at the end and how crazy that synchronicity is, Jackie and I are going to share something at the end of this podcast that has to do with my pregnancy. That's an unbelievably wild synchronicity. It's absolutely crazy. So now that I've seen that synchronicity, and now that I've seen, for example, like we've talked about this already, so I can share, Jackie and I, so excited to say this, TwinFluence is going to be in Winners and TJ Maxx. Yeah. It's very exciting. And I honestly feel like, if you guys haven't seen that on social media, well, it's very exciting. We're going to be in Winners and TJ Maxx as of early 2024. Pardon?
We're going to be in 30 stores, which is just...
We're going to be in 30 stores across Canada, Ontario. And why I'm saying this is because I do not believe, Jackie, you know this, this opportunity came about over the past year, and I truly believe if you and I would have been pregnant at the time that I was supposed to be, and if I wouldn't have had this miscarriage, I don't want to get emotional, but we would not be in this place going even into Winners.
Me, even when I think about like everything, the way we've built our business, how I was sort of like taking care of like just sort of the online side a little bit more, and just how things have evolved, it's unbelievable, because I really feel like if we would have both been pregnant last year, it's exactly what you said, the things wouldn't have turned out the way that they have. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we would have been able, like, I was so like, just pregnancy was like hard on my body, and I was dealing with so much in our warehouse and our move and everything like that, that if you were also pregnant at the same time, like, I don't know how we would have gotten this order.
I know. It's
how this would have happened. Liana was the one that went into the meetings. Liana was the one that found the guy. Like, yeah, just honestly, it all was so meant to be. I'm so thankful. And I know that you have learned, Liana, to trust the universe. I felt
especially because of how this all went down.
And even the entire time in my pregnancy, I knew you were eventually going to get pregnant. I knew our kids weren't going to be that far apart. I knew that it was going to happen for you, even though it was so hard for you to know that because of the process and how difficult it was. So can you share with people what you
went through? Yes, for sure.
I'm so proud of you, Liana. Please share.
You're so sweet. So... I'm so proud of you, sis. It's so interesting because, like we were just saying, like, I just believe everything happens for a reason, and I genuinely don't think that we would have gotten this order with Winners and TJ Maxx. And I don't know if we've explained this yet, but a lot of people ask me and Jackie how we even got into Winners. I want to explain that the reason why we got into Winners, because I know a lot of people are going to ask this, people who have brands, people who want to be in large retail. We got into Winners because a follower on Instagram sent Jackie and I a DM. I got an email, actually, excuse me, from somebody who follows Jackie and I, who said, "Hi, my daughter follows you and Jackie. She loves your clothes. I work with the buyers from Winners and TJ Maxx, and we're looking to fulfill some orders with them." And I was completely shocked, and I said, "Absolutely, when can you meet?" And we met. So again, it like feels like it's synchronistic that we started this business online, and then it's one of our followers who helped us get in to retail. So
it happens to be a follower that like we were even connected with before we started the brand. So it's really cool.
Yeah. And you know, even with the pregnancy, I'm going to share the story now, so everybody knows what happened to me. I had a pregnancy of unknown location. Jackie and I did a whole podcast on it after it happened last January, February, whenever it was. And it was obviously not ideal. It was a very scary experience. But I chose to believe the whole time, even in the podcast that I did with Jackie, I feel like I talk about everything happening for a reason. And what ended up happening is after my miscarriage, I started doing cycle monitoring. So I went into obviously like fertility because I needed some help. I wasn't sure what was going on. It was obviously strange to me that after Jackie and I both experienced chemical pregnancies, which we talked about, Jackie got pregnant immediately and then I got pregnant and I had my issue. So I knew that I needed some extra support. So I started in cycle monitoring, and cycle monitoring is amazing. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think anybody who wants to get pregnant one day should have their cycle monitored. What is a cycle? A cycle is your period. So it's your cycle. So what that means is that you get your period, you go into the fertility doctor, literally the day you get your period, they want you there day one of your bleed, which I learned so much about my period through this experience. It's day one of your full bleed. So if you like start bleeding the night before, it means nothing. It's the day one of your full period. You go in, and then every few days you're doing blood tests, you're doing vaginal ultrasounds, and they're telling you what your eggs look like, where you're at, if you're ovulating, when to conceive. They're basically like, go home and have sex. Like, that's basically what they do. And they'll tell you, oh, this month we don't like how your eggs look, so next month we're going to give you medication. So I tried a couple of different things that didn't work for me. I tried using like egg medication that month. I didn't get pregnant. I did a shot to promote ovulation. They can give you a shot when they see that you have like your eggs are perfect on a certain day. They can give you a shot to help you ovulate. And then they're like, go home and have sex. So I did all of these things for months where we were doing, I'm going to share more of this actually in photos on social media. Like, I have actual photos of like me with like the marks and stuff of what we did, but like we did ovulation shots and I did, you know, the medication for eggs and nothing was happening. I wasn't getting pregnant. 1 month goes by, another month goes by, another month goes by. The winner's orders comes in. I'm dealing with winners, but the pregnancy stuff is just not happening for me. And then Sadie was born and I'm still not getting pregnant. And it's another month goes by. So at one point, me and Brandon discussed the option of doing something called IUI, which is not IVF. It's, you can look it up. Basically, IVF is what I believe is when they fertilize the egg before they implant it. And IUI, well, that's what IVF is, the fertilization prior. But IUI is when you come in and I believe they inject you with like the sperm, like that, like they inject you, like for you. So instead of going home and having...
You didn't even have to do that, which is like, what's so...
No, I thought I was going to have to do it. I said to them, I'm ready to do IUI next month. They said, okay, come in on this day, you're going to do it. And then what ended up happening was, this is what the crazy story is. I told Jackie, I was like, I'm done. I was like, I don't know if I can do IUI. I think I want to take a break. And lo and behold, the month that we decided to take a break from fertility, where like mentally I really took a step back, that's when we conceived. I will say that I did do the shot for ovulation. I did do that. So that could have led to me getting pregnant the month that I did. But I also did that almost every month prior and it never worked for me. So I don't really, so you know what I mean? Like, of course I believe that a lot of the stuff that I got in fertility, like I was on medication, I went on metformin. I don't know if anybody knows what that is, but I was on metformin for a while to help regulate my period. I do believe that all of that helped me get pregnant, but I also believe that something else was at play here.
Because I remember you calling me and saying to me, like, with everything that was going on in Israel, you were just like, I just need a second here. Like, I don't know if, like, I don't think I'm.
Yeah, so everybody should know that. We can share that. I conceived the night of October 7th.
Isn't that crazy, guys?
Yeah, I conceived the night of when everything went down. Because, and I know that because that's the day that I went in and they gave me a shot to induce ovulation and they said, go home and try to make a baby. And I was so upset when I was there because I was leaving, reading all the live updates. Yeah. And then it was funny because everybody's posting like make Jewish babies. And literally that night I found out I conceived. So that's another synchronicity. Like, how crazy is it that I'm trying to get pregnant for literally months and months and months and months.
And our grandparents were Holocaust survivors.
Right. And then there's like a major attack in Israel and, you know, a huge attack on innocent civilians by Hamas on October 7th. And if you don't believe that, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast. Yeah. If you don't believe that at this point,
please kindly leave.
Please kindly like end the like stop listening. If you don't believe that Hamas went and if at this point you don't believe that, then like, you know, like
that's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, that's a whole other podcast. But I just do think it's unbelievable that I conceived that night.
I remember you telling me, you were like, I don't know, Jackie, maybe I don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, I want to make more Jewish babies, but maybe it's not meant to be. I don't know. And the next thing you know, you're pregnant.
Again, that night. And here's the craziest part. My mom was visiting me one weekend. I actually didn't really post about it because it was after October 7th and I was paranoid. Like at that point, like mom was like, I don't want people to know I'm here. Like I've just been a little more paranoid on social media. I've changed.
Yeah. Everything. I don't post in real time anymore.
Exactly. I'm sure a lot of Jewish influencers I'm just sure it's relatable and for everybody. I'm sure a lot of people are dealing with this. And so my mom came to visit me and I didn't post that she was visiting me, but she came to visit me and I was supposed to go for a pregnancy test. And I said to her, I'm not going for a pregnancy test. I'm not pregnant. I don't need to wake up and go to at 7 a.m. to the appointment. It's fine. And then she said, okay, fine, but you should probably just take a pregnancy test. So I took a pregnancy test with mom there and it was positive.
We were shocked. Yeah.
I have the text messages from when I texted you being like, I'm pregnant.
I was like, are you sure? What?
I texted, my mom was sleeping here and I actually took the pregnancy test. She went to bed and I took the test and I ran downstairs at 11 p.m. And I was like, mom, look, it's positive. Like shocked. Yeah. And then I called the clinic the next morning.
You know, I go to bed very early and like I don't normally, it's really crazy because normally my phone, I always put my phone on do not disturb, but for some reason Liana's call woke me up at 11 o'clock at night. I was like, what are you calling me? I've been sleeping in bed for 2 hours, like what's going on? And Liana was like, I'm pregnant. And then like I couldn't sleep the rest of the night.
I was in shock because I literally went to mom and said, she's like, what's your plan tomorrow? And I said, I'm supposed to go to the fertility clinic in the morning for my pregnancy test, because that's another thing in cycle monitoring I should share. Every time you do a cycle, you always have to go in at the end of the cycle for a blood test to determine if you're pregnant. So it's every month you're doing your cycle, then you're getting your blood test. And every month they're like, you're not pregnant. Every month I'm getting a blood test. You're not pregnant. So then eventually I'm like, screw it. I'm not going in for these blood tests anymore. I'm not getting pregnant. And that's when I got pregnant. And I want to say that too. Like, yes, I conceived the night of October. I believe the night of October 7th, but I also believe that I conceived because I was so focused on Israel and so preoccupied with what was going on that I didn't really take a second to think about the fertility situation that month, and poof, I got pregnant. The yeah. 1 month I didn't think about it.
And it's always so like that. Everybody who has stories like this, like there's a story, I think I told you about the woman with the twins with the breast milk, and she decides.
Yes, there is. Oh my God. Jackie told me a story about a woman.
Can I share?
Please tell it. Yes. Yeah,
I hope anybody that's going through fertility, please listen to this story. I told this to Liana so many times. So there was a woman that we knew, and she was pregnant, and she was she had twins, and she was breastfeeding, and she made a ton of extra milk and she froze it. She literally had so much milk because she had twins. So she had like a ton of milk and that she was making. Anyway, so she had a ton of it frozen in her fridge and she wasn't sure if she was going to have more children. And she decided, you know what, I'm going to try to have more children and I'm going to keep the breast milk. So she was trying, and she couldn't get pregnant. And she was like so devastated. And she was like, you know what, I don't think I'm supposed to have more children. It's okay. And she got rid of all the breast milk. And the next day she found out that she was pregnant. So it just goes to show, sometimes you think you know, but the universe really has other plans. And that's exactly what I felt here too,
because I feel like
it worked out so well. Can you imagine? Like now it's so much fun. We get to like talk about the pregnancies and I get to shave.
Well, let's talk about, did we share at the beginning that we're going to share the huge synchronicity at the end?
Yeah, we did. But before we talk about the synchronicity, let's just talk a little bit more about breastfeeding, because it's something I wanted to talk to you about. And I wanted to give a quick update. So many people have asked me like what's going on in the breastfeeding journey. And I thought I would just give the update quickly on the podcast. So first of all, Leanne, I want to ask you before I share, and this is what's so fun about me being the one that went through it already. And now we get to talk about it. It's just so special. Do you plan on breastfeeding? And like, what are your thoughts on it?
That's such a good question. I think it's really interesting because I didn't breastfeed the first time, which you didn't either. But you breastfeeding Sadie has been really inspirational to me. I haven't decided yet, and I'm probably going to decide like day of.
That's exactly what I did. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about it. We don't have to get into it for too long, but I just wanted to.
Sorry to interrupt you. I will say though, you definitely. Like I was never interested in breastfeeding. Jackie and I have a whole podcast about this and why we chose the first time not to breastfeed.
I still believe bed is best. That's what.
Yeah, of course. But I will say that I'm going to make the decision. I mean, I'm motivated by what you experienced, but I'm going to make the decision the day of, but based on whatever works for me. But I will say that seeing how much you enjoyed it definitely makes me feel like
I really
kind of want to do it.
What was so hard for me about it was the way that it ended. And there, I really feel like I didn't have enough information and resources to understand what I needed to do to keep up my supply. And it wasn't about Sadie. She was still latching. She actually, like, towards the end when I was like weaning down and I was sort of struggling with the decision of it, she actually gave me a couple final feeds where we took a bath together and she just latched on and we had such special moments together. And overall, I'm so thankful for my breastfeeding journey. And I'm thankful now in the way that it ended, because I feel like Sadie, like when I like needed it a little, like she just, I don't know. I feel like she just knew that I was, anyway, it's hard to explain, but Sadie was the one that really helped me with the journey, because she was the one that towards the end gave me a few breastfeeding sessions that meant so much to me. And I knew were the final ones. And now I'm so thankful that I'm not breastfeeding anymore, because, you know, we're back to work somewhat. And, you know, for me, I'm easing back into work again, and I wouldn't be able to manage everything I have in my home, everything I have with work, Carter, like everything, and breastfeeding. But I think it is the most incredible experience. I think it is so beautiful. And I think that there needs to be a lot more information for moms about, I think that they need to have like lactation consultants at the hospital. And I think that they
for
need
sure.
to
have more sure, but a lot of hospitals do. What do you mean?
Yeah, but no, but like they need to, instead of the nurse who comes over and is like giving, because the nurse, they were helpful, but they also gave me some not great information. Like I went home and I pumped for hours and just all these things that I didn't really understand.
Like,
and
I don't even know what like
it's so
like,
hard. There's so much.
I have so much to learn. You're like, why is that bad? Like, don't tell me now, but like.
Then I got engorged because I wasn't.
I don't, yeah. I'm not prepared to hear about it yet, but when I am, you'll let me know.
No, for sure. But what I'm saying is that they need to have lactation consultants on hand. They need to have more resources on breastfeeding. It's a huge problem. And I really feel that way.
Let's end this off, because I know this is just like, you guys are going to laugh. I'm actually going right now for my gender test. Did you know that, Jay?
Yeah.
I'm going right now.
Yeah, your NPT or what's it called?
For my NAPT, yes. Yeah. I'm doing an NAPT test today at 2:30, and they're going to tell me what the gender is. Can we just guess what the gender is?
That's a great idea. So
can I tell you what I think?
Yes.
I just want to say this. I think it's wild that with Carter and Capri, that you had a boy and I had a girl, and I have absolutely no idea. Like, people are like, what gender is it? Can you feel? I don't know. But what I will say is, if it's a boy, that would be wild to me because of the fact that you had Carter, then Sadie, and then I'd have Capri and then a boy. But again, if it's a girl, it's still going to be that, like, either way, I'm going to be so happy. So it doesn't matter. It just would be kind of crazy to me, given our history and all our synchronicities, if like your second baby was a girl and then my second baby was a boy. And let's talk about the huge synchronicity. I want to say,
before we do, let's just guess. I think you're having a boy. What do you think you're having? Maybe it's also because I want you to have a boy, but I'd still be so happy if you had a girl.
Because of how crazy everything has been, and because of the synchronicity we're about to share, and because of how connected you and I are, I feel like it could be a boy, because we had Carter and Capri and then you had Sadie. So it's like, it makes sense that I would have a boy now, but I don't know. I really don't know.
Let's share. So the big secret, and what we're so excited to share, and the big synchronicity is that
I'm having twins. Just kidding. Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh my God. I thought she was having twins. That's so funny. No, that's not what it is. She's not having twins.
Can you imagine? Well, that's what everybody's going to think it is, but no, I'm not having
Liana's twins. Due date is baby Sadie's birthday.
That's the big synchronicity.
And so our kids, what's funny is that Carter and Capri are like 10 days apart. And now these kids, even though it's going to be like a year.
No, yes, literally. So when I told my parents I was pregnant and when my due date was, we've always joked, because Carter and Capri, every year we have like this issue with their birthdays. So I'll give you an example. So this week is Capri's birthday. My entire family is coming in for Capri's birthday. And then next week, me, Brandon, and Capri are flying to Montreal for Carter's birthday, because their birthdays are only 10 days. Or is it 10 days or 12 days?
He's the 14th. She's what?
She's the second. So they're 12 days apart. They're 12 days apart. She's born December 2nd. He's the 14th. Yeah. So they're 12 days apart. So.
Oh yeah, 12 Pardon? Days. Math is terrible. 12 days.
Yeah, that you girl math. So anyway, so 12 days. So, but here's what's crazy. When I told my parents the due date was the same as Sadie's birthday, the first thing Dad said was like, every year your mother and I have to figure out how we're going to divide the birthdays. And now they have to divide Carter and Capri's birthday and Sadie and this kid's birthday now. And this, like, it's ridiculous. They don't get their own birthdays.
Yeah. And they're so much closer.
I don't have my own birthday. You don't have your own birthday.
Yeah.
Carter doesn't have his own birthday. Capri doesn't have her own birthday. Now these kids, it's crazy to me, Jackie, that like we don't have our own birthdays and now our kids won't have their own birthdays.
I know.
Like, what? Anyway, I got to go because I'm late. I know that we just did this really quickly.
I'm just literally double checking my Instagram. I know this is so terrible to make sure Carter's birthday is December 14th because I always confuse it with the 12th.
No, it's the 14th. They're 12 days apart.
14th, right?
Hold on. Are you well?
14th, yeah. No, because you know why I went in? On the 12th. That's why. To my induction with him. And then I came out 2 days later. Okay. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We're so excited for what's to come for us in our business and what's to come with Liana with her new, with her pregnancy and her baby.
Wait, I want to say this. If there's anybody out there, I just want to say, if there's anybody out there who was upset when they saw my pregnancy announcement, I am you and I see you and I love you. And you're not alone.
I love that.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. We're so excited for what's to come for our business.
I still can't believe it's the same due date. I'm sorry. Like, what the Anyway, okay, I got to go.
Bye, you guys. Thanks for listening. Reveal. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.